You're listening to the Ask the American podcast on the Pod Gods Network.
Ask an American. Three podcasts in one. The podcast that comes with instructions. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
Good afternoon, UK.
We're like the hills. We're stuck on this.
We don't go around. No,
we're with you till you die.
This vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long with a girth of 5.25.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up on the queer line.
Ask an American.
Hello and welcome to episode 23 of Ask an American.
Dun 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 dun.
Cheerful episode.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do the bridal march.
I thought you were going to do Star Wars.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is Ask an American. I'm your host, Adam. With me today, as always, is
Will
and
Ash.
And we are here to ask some silly Americans some random questions for the last time ever.
For the last time, Adam?
The last time ever.
But why?
There's reasons.
Is it because your torrid, steamy love affair with Kia has fallen apart and you just can't bear to hear his voice anymore?
I love his voice. I love his voice. It does. It takes you back to the days when you used to watch the Muppet Show. There's other reasons. Probably the main reason, this is the honest reason, I can't be bothered anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. No. As we could tell from today's questions.
but it's taken up a lot of my time. It's taken up a lot of our time to record this, along with the Oddcast podcast and this one as well. Without this, it sort of frees up more time to us make the Oddcast podcast much better.
Excellent.
Improving it. And obviously, we've come up with a brand new idea.
Which we will say more about a bit later.
Towards the end. But there was another reason why we had to end it. I got a few voicemails sent to me. yes, I did. we had a couple of voicemails sent to me, and a couple of complaints.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you don't normally get complaints from the...
This is from the listeners.
Okay.
Some listeners have sent in some complaints, Will.
Oh dear.
Even though I said don't want to do this podcast anymore because it's reached the end.
Yeah, it's come to a natural conclusion.
We've also been taken off the air.
And we ran out of questions.
Yeah, we ran out. And you will tell by today's questions. I definitely ran out of questions. It is gone. Grant and AG, they were on BUI last episode, another episode of BUI, it's just gone. And they explained their reason. They agreed that the questions had got a little bit worse recently.
They were getting ropey.
And that's true. They had. I don't think they've been good for the last 6 episodes.
You could actually just argue, I don't think they've been good.
But there has been a different quality. But, you know, we like to leave things as they are. But, yeah, so here
it's like putting down an old faithful dog.
Yeah, it's got to be down. And we're not talking about Gigi.
But using a shovel.
Some blunt instrument.
Yeah. Wah, spoon.
A wax spoon. A wax spoon.
I'll show you later.
Like I said, I've got some complaints. So okay. I'm going to play these complaints out and we better do an apology of some sort. So,
leave my egg alone.
It's an egg with a ring.
It's an egg ring.
Yes.
Here are the complaints.
When it grows up, it'll be a cock ring.
Yes. Yes, this is Steve. I'm calling in regards to Ask an American. I just wanted to say that KIA, they call him Kia. I like to think of him as killed in action. This guy is so un-American. He just doesn't belong on the radio or the podcast or anything. I don't get it. This guy shouldn't be allowed to be answering any of these questions. He should just sit aside and listen to everyone else because he has no good views on anything. Shut up, kitty. Yeah. This killed in action guy needs to go.
Yeah, this is Harold. I'm calling to, I need to talk about this, these Oddcast guys. I just can't understand a fucking word they're saying. And they talk the most. They talk and I just don't fucking understand them. So, TOPS and BUI need to talk more just so Oddcast Podcast does it so I can listen to the motherfucking show. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm calling for AG, the Angry Ginger. I am so sweet on him. He is such a dick, and I think it's just because my father was a dick to me growing up, and I was never good enough, and I think that's why AG turns me on, because he's just a dick to everybody, and he just makes me wet. I'm just so wet. So, AG, get a hold of me. Bye.
Hey there, African American people. I'm just calling to say, BUI, you suck. You make people like me look dumb, and I don't understand this, but you're just, you go on and you do your long pauses, and you got that Tyson guy in the background. And you just make people look like me look bad. I'm just saying I look bad because of you. So, you know, I'm glad I'm not from Indiana. And Kia, you suck as well. You just an un-American piece of shit. You just suck. You suck. You suck.
Well, that was some valuable feedback, to be honest, and it's made me realize that, yeah, Americans are all cunts.
Maybe we asked the wrong Americans.
That's it.
But there you go. But the listeners have spoken, and we've been suspended indefinitely.
Fuck 'em.
I thought we'd definitely been suspended.
Right. So, shall we get on with the fun?
For the last time ever.
For the last time ever.
Who's going first?
That doesn't really matter.
You can.
BUI.
BUI first, then.
Yeah?
Hit it.
The Ask an American Podcast. We are blogging under the influence. My name is Mick.
Shauna.
J-Dub.
John.
I'm Henry.
Henry Higgins.
This is the podcast where we answer a series of five questions.
And Scott, the diabetic homosexual, is not here this evening.
Yes, the diabetic homosexual is at home being homosexual and diabetic. This is the podcast where we answer a series of five questions.
Or vice versa.
Set to us by the Oddcast podcast of the grand old UK.
Grand old?
Jolly chaps.
It is the grand old. Did they say the grand old? Or is that?
The grand old.
That's
Opry.
A southern thing, isn't
it's
it?
The grand old.
The grand
it's like
old.
Grand old Opry.
A grand
I,
old
I would
Opry.
Avoid that saying in the future.
What do they? What
That's
do
all
they?
Right. Future I've become podcast? Comfortable in my southernness on this podcast.
what do they call England?
The UK?
The Redcoats.
Great Britain? Motherland.
The motherfucking monarchs. The motherland? Well, no, that's what black people call Africa.
Well, I mean, to me, that's where my family
is. I'm not in that contention or society. I did not know that.
My family is English and Polish, so they're...
Oh, well, there's a big fucking shock.
Yeah.
You have Polish...
Heritage. Polish, I can see that in your nose. That's very nice.
Well, we would have went with Henry the Polack rather than Henry Higgins had I known that.
Fuck you.
But we do have Polish listeners on Blogging Under the Influence, so...
Yeah, my grandpa.
Hi, Poles. Thanks for listening.
My grandfather was a Dushlinski.
A fucking what?
Dushlinski.
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 Holy fucking
shit. I
think
that's right. I might not be.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Holy fucking shit. I would have went with Henry Dushlinski if I'd known that.
Wow.
You should go up and visit the GarageCast boys during their fucking Polack days they have up there. They're not called the Polack days. I forget the name
Polish
of it.
Festival?
Yeah. They cook pierogies and they deep throat sausages.
Yummy.
Oh man, everything you would love.
I want to get
yummy. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
I want to go.
I don't, but I really, as far as my Polish heritage, I don't know much anything about it or.
Well, it comes
two words in Polish.
Henry, it comes out in your speech. What was the question? Help me screw in this light bulb.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know two words in Polish. Bulava and Svinia. I don't remember what they
Svinia?
Mean.
Svinia? I believe that's rectum.
No.
Oh.
Bolivia is put your ass in?
Sphincter?
Put something in.
One is big mouth, and I don't know which one it is.
Big mouth rectum. Big mouth rectum. That's
my
enough.
My grandfather's father was the first one here from the old country. I do know that.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. He was a real strict, stern man. My granddad never talked about him.
I think I'm making fun of the Poles, but I think Will's family's got some Polish in them. I believe.
Really?
If I heard right.
He sounds like a fine gentleman. Probably
he does. We've given Will a hard time in the past, saying "fuck Will" and all that, but Will, I gave Will a hard time.
You forced us into it.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
Everything put aside, Will has been a great addition to the Oddcast podcast and Ask an American.
John's kind of like that.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
I'm kissing a little ass here, but Will's fucking funny. Yeah. I like him.
John's kind of like that guy. You know, like when you were kids and you go over and play at their house and you could play and everything was cool as long as you'd done everything they wanted to do it. But if you didn't do it the way they wanted to, they were taking their toys and you had to go home.
Jason, we played when we were kids. Was I like that?
You stole my bike.
I stole your bike? When did I steal your bike?
No, actually, the reason why we met is because somebody else was trying to steal my bike. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, John Tyson
and
Ryan walked up.
I wrote
and
a
said,
song about that once. It's on my mixtape. You can check that out on the Podgods Network.
No, actually, those guys came to my aid.
Oh, yeah. Tyson was more like coming to his defense than I was. I was just kind of like the little midget in the background with a chain in my hand. Like, yeah, I'll break your face with this bitch.
This is like a
junior
high. It was Josh Forkham.
Really? Yeah. The judges side?
He's on my friends list, man.
He's on mine, too. I don't fucking care. What's he going to say? It's not a lie, you know what I mean? He was bullying you around, and Tyson and I came to your defense.
Like, you know who my dad is?
You fuck with this motherfucker, we will break your goddamn face.
So there was like ball bats, and it was like the
schoolyard shovel.
Yeah, like there wasn't ball bats. Look at my cat. Look at my cat. Holy shit, that's awesome. Like, I want to eat another bird.
I
want to
eat you.
My fucking cat was in the yard just gnawing on a bird like a lion earlier today. It's pretty amusing.
The state bird.
Yeah, cardinal. Well, we have a podcast to do, guys. We should probably get into it. Ask an American. Adam seems a little upset about something. I can't imagine what.
Poor fellow.
I'm just going to read this as he puts it. What's up, slags? Slags is a term for sluts.
I like sluts.
I'm good with that. I don't. I'm offended.
Oh, I like sluts.
I'm offended.
He said, I couldn't be bothered with two V's, bothered, to think up any fucking questions. to think up any fucking thought-provoking questions this week. So here's a few topics on stuff to talk about.
I'm going to need more beer.
Question number one. Who would win in a fight out of Jason Bourne and James Bond?
Oh, James Bond. James
Bond. Bond for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Any one of them. We're overwhelmed. I don't fucking give a shit.
I think Bond.
Oh. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery was good. Whoever the last guy was.
Jason Bourne. Okay, help me out here. He's Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
I was going to say Marky Mark.
He's got kind of...
It's not Marky Mark.
Gay thing going for the other guys. So.
Yeah. Matt Damon's of like...
he's cute.
I'll say the View Askew era. From like Kevin Smith. I'm trying to make a connection to podcasting here.
I think the women are saying he's...
Yeah, him and Ben Affleck have been in some Kevin Smith movies.
I think there was some...
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jason's putting his finger through a hole in his other hand. He thinks there's some buggery going on between Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
What was Will Hunting, huh?
Yeah. Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, what was he hunting? Ben Affleck's anus, that's what.
So, Bond, for sure.
Shut up.
Yeah, like a monkey. Like a baby monkey.
Holy shit. To catch that reference, listen to last week's BUI. You guys... say James Bond then, huh?
Yeah, that's going. Yes, I've got James a new Bond. Term now.
Now he does give us an alternative to answering this question. We can moan and complain about it, like Mr. Knows Stuff That Matters, but likes to pretend he knows everything, but really just comes across as boring. Who's he talking about?
Henry Higgins.
No, I don't think I fit that criteria.
Adam, I'm not sure you worded the question right. You might want to rethink your grammar.
What was the question?
We know how to speak the English language, Adam. You should know how to speak your own language, Adam.
Welcome to the stunning conclusion of Ask an American. This is episode 23.
The end.
It's all you're getting, motherfuckers! We are the last podcaster standing. I am
indeed.
The Angry Ginger. Indeed, on the monitor is Gigi. Say hi, Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
Our Google goddess. And Mr. Correct, always right, never wrong. Mr. Kia.
That is correct.
Is here. And we're going to do what we always do. We're going to go through five questions. I believe one of them isn't even a question. And answer them
only one
the
this
best
time?
Of our knowledge.
All right, these must be good.
Yeah. So, as usual, Steph, you're going to read them.
Yep.
And we'll pretend to know what the fuck we're talking about.
All right. Adam writes, what's up, you slags?
What's up?
I couldn't be bothered to think up any fucking thought-provoking questions this week, so here's a few topics and stuff to talk about in it. To talk about in it. Oh, all right.
He was writing British.
I guess.
Yeah.
Number one, who would win a fight out of Jason Bourne and James Bond? Discuss. Or moan and complain like usual. Mr. knows stuff that matters but likes to pretend he knows everything but really just comes across as boring.
Well, that's not nice.
That's not professional of him to, you know, call us out in the show.
That's
right,
an
BUI?
Attack. Yeah. I think next we're going to have to pull that little British fucking slag to the side.
Yeah,
maybe
you
take
guys
him
are
for a walk down the apples and pears.
It's right.
I have to say, you know, I'm sad that this show is ending because I've learned a few things.
Wow.
Shut up.
The Queen has taught you a few things, too. The Queen and Helmet. Mm.
furry helmet.
That's she does right. love her furry helmet. She bosses him around. She's royalty, though. She can do that.
He's happy to do it her will.
Oh, okay. He does.
So who's going to win between Jason Bourne and James Bond?
Well, I would say...
Who the hell is Jason Bourne?
For Bourne Identity. Matt Damon.
What kind of fight?
Who's Damon?
Shut up.
What kind of fight is this? Is it like a fist fight? A gunfight? A fight for a woman?
If you put the Steve two in a room together and they both had to kill each other, who would win?
Okay, well...
You know, it's a dirty fight.
Well, because, you know, a fight for a woman, I would say James Bond would win that one. A gun
no,
fight.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't care. Well, he does fall in love until they die, doesn't he?
Sure. You know, a hand-to-hand combat fight. You know, James Bond's got that judo chop, but...
Okay, there's a big, gigantic cage. Everything goes.
I would say James Bourne up until... Or Jason Bourne up until Daniel Craig.
Well, Daniel Craig isn't even mentioned, so Jason Bourne...
Daniel Craig is James Bond. And James Bond, his version of James Bond, would kick the shit out of Jason Bourne.
Okay, well, then we'll do the current James Bond. Well, I've never seen any of the Bourne Identities.
But
so
to give the Bourne Identity movies credit, the James Bond movies with Daniel Craig stole a lot from the Bourne.
The
directing style, the up-close fights, the intense action was all pretty much cribbed from the way Jason Bourne did.
I think the last Bond movie I saw was The World Is Not Enough.
Oh, see, I like those movies until I saw Casino Royale. Did you see the new Daniel Craig versions?
Yeah.
Casino Royale is one of my like top favorite movies. I love that movie.
Yeah, I have a different turn for Bond. It wasn't classic Bond to me.
No, I don't think so. But it's modern. I mean, it changed the franchise. I think for the better. I was always like a mild fan, but like those movies, I love. I love. Quantum Solace wasn't as good, but it's pretty good. But
yeah, but I can see that coming from a Michael Bay fan.
Yeah, that's right. I am.
And Michael Bay is not James Bond.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, his style is not James Bond.
No, not at all. No, he's James Bond in the filmmaking world.
Sure.
So yeah, we're gonna go. Are we gonna go with James Bond?
I think we already gave a very detailed and concise answer.
All right.
Let's just stick with what we have.
We didn't even argue about that.
No.
God, we're getting mature and everything. We're maturing in this podcast that's ending.
Just in time.
Yeah. Right, to phrase it in the correct way before we go into the details, your email read, and I'll read up to the end of question one, what's up, you slags? Slags. And then my screen goes blank. I couldn't be bothered to think up any fucking thought-provoking questions this week, so here's a few topics and stuff to talk about, innit? 1. Who would win a fight out of Jason Bourne and James Bond? Discuss, or moan and complain, like usual Mr. Knows stuff that matters but likes to pretend he knows everything but really just comes across as boring. Now, that was a bit catty.
I'm having a bad day, I think, when I wrote it.
Clearly.
Yeah, but it wasn't me.
So I like you, Kia. Honestly.
Ray Winston wrote that.
Right, that's
right. And sent them to you. He sent them to me. Sent them over.
Yeah. Right. I was right. TLPS, it was quite interesting, the statement that the recent Bond films, you know, the then Daniel Craig generation, took a lot of influence from the Bourne films.
What are you doing? You've been confused.
Yeah, I'm confused. Okay. Can we just listen to people?
Oh, good that you were paying attention.
Every bloody time.
Thank God this is the last ever one.
You're sacked. Anyway,
I'm surprised no one complained again about you.
I'm normally the quiet one in the corner.
But yeah, I think I made a good point.
Yeah. What did you say?
I'll just say, the TLPS's point about before Ash just started looking totally confused. the point about the recent Bond films, the Daniel Craig generation did seem to have taken a lot of influence from the Bourne films.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of the direction and stuff. And frankly, it's improved, and Pierce Brosnan was a bit too cheesy. Looking back at the time, I thought it was great, but comparing it to the Daniel Craig stuff, rubbish.
Yeah, the whole franchise has moved on with the times.
Yeah, Bond's become manly again.
Yeah.
Basically.
Manly and a little bit girly at the same time.
Manly but in touch with his feminine... He's comfortable with
metrosexual.
No, Bond is not a metrosexual. Bond is a fucking man.
Where's pink bow ties?
He's so manly he doesn't need to worry if occasionally he appears feminine because he's a fucking man with a todger down to his knee.
And he can fuck over Jason Bourne.
Oh. I've not seen that one.
It would be like a wrestling match though, wouldn't it? It's going to be totally Jason Bourne's kind of in there and just has him and lays him out, and then he gets Bond gets up at the end like the Ultimate Warrior, and he's, or was it Hulk?
Shaking
the ropes, yeah.
No, it was Ultimate Warrior.
It was Ultimate
Warrior. Yeah, sorry.
I think they both shook ropes at points.
Yeah.
But it was like he'd like be the bastard love child of Hulk and the Ultimate Warrior. Shaking the ropes and then turning around and just creaming Bourne.
Creaming him?
Creaming on him.
So he's a little bit gay.
Yeah. Slightly. But I'll tell you what, if it was I mean, that's just, there is only one Bourne in the films because that's Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. But
apart from the new one, the Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner,
yes,
he's not playing Jason Bourne, he's playing someone else.
Yeah,
he's so Jason Bourne
because it's about Bourne's legacy. Yeah, but it's about Bourne's legacy.
So he's dead.
The legacy of Jason sense. Bourne.
I understand that now. Mm. Now you've just explained it.
No, that's my guess.
No, it's spot on.
Fair enough. where was I? Yeah, basically, it depends which Bond. Quite frankly, I think Connery might have him. Moore would just get trounced. Lazenby does. Moore was a cheesy pussy one. Yeah. Brosnan again, I reckon, would get trounced. Dull Lazenby, one. I would like to think he's just going to have his gonads torn off and stuffed down his throat. Dalton again, a bit girly. I'm with TLPS on this. The only Bond really manly enough to take him on is Daniel Craig.
But you, I went with Bond as well. So,
well, they went Bond, yeah, but
they went Sean Connery as well.
Connery
would do him in.
Connery was probably the last man's Bond, to an extent. He was the other manly one. He was always seen as like the hard Bond.
The hard Bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the hard Bond. Yeah, no, I don't know. They're fictional characters, so I don't think anyone would win.
Fair enough. Who wins? The filmmakers.
They do, because we're talking about their films.
Oh, fancy us talking about films.
We never talk about movies.
No.
Ever.
Never watch them.
They're films. Don't know what we're not American.
Do you know what the difference between a film and a movie is?
Nothing.
There is a difference.
Really?
Yeah.
One movie and one's made in America.
Well, that's not technically. They say that I reckon this is why I put the difference down. The film is all about the story and putting a story on screen, whereas a movie just doesn't move in images. Like Transformers, I would consider a movie because it's just pictures.
There's no story. It's an interesting point, but I think it's utter shite.
Yeah. Okay. Film is what you record onto. You record on film.
And a film was, and a movie, movie was is moving, moving, it's a moving, a pictures, moving yeah. picture show. So they're the same thing.
Same thing. Just one's the actual medium that you record it on, and the other one's a shortened version of what it actually is.
Wow.
Gosh, this is fun. Shall we go on to fascinating question two?
I can't wait.
Thank God we never ran out of inspiration.
Any points? Should we actually give points today?
Both winners. No losers here today.
They both said Bond.
Okay, so you go. It's going to question two.
And we agree.
Yeah.
Question number two. Question number two. What countries make up the United Kingdom?
Oh, well, there are Great Britain, Wales.
Okay.
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland. Not the Republic of Ireland, then.
And
just Northern Ireland.
And I believe William Wallace was from Scotland.
Scotland!
Yeah,
Scotland Yards.
Yeah, they were they were plaid miniskirts there.
We wear a kilt.
Yeah, and play pig's bladder, goat bladder.
Like other podcast. They wear a kilt. Yeah. They rock a kilt.
Okay,
quite manly.
McFeely.
McFeely. From the McFeely clan. If you didn't know, my real name's McFeely. Why they call me Mr. Mick?
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, shit. What was...
Like the mailman.
Oh, I think I nailed that
Mr. Rogers.
I answered it perfectly. Everything was in order.
Who did? Quite a good show. I think I lost the accent. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking barely had it there for
did
a
I
second.
That right?
Yes,
I believe you did.
I believe you did.
I'm pretty sure I did.
100 million fucking pounds. How much does 1 million pounds weigh?
Depends.
15, 20 cents.
It weighs 1 million pounds because it's a fucking weight measurement, not a goddamn currency.
I was going to say it's 15, 20 cents.
It depends on whether you're standing on the moon or on the earth.
Mm.
Or on your anus. If you were standing on your anus.
It's a super moon tonight, by
oh,
the
yeah.
way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
super moon.
Super moon. Yeah, the brightest, biggest, closest to the Earth moon of the year.
Awesome. And this podcast will come out in 8 days. They give a fuck.
Well, go out.
Did 8 days ago.
I don't care if it's
outside. Go outside 8 days ago from here.
Reporting
this, and
you'll
the see news. The biggest fucking moon you ever seen in your life.
8 days ago. Remember.
All right. The answer to number two is super moon.
Question number two. What countries make up the UK?
What
I know
countries
this.
Make up the UK?
The UK? I'd
UK.
Say England.
Yep.
Wales. Ireland. Northern Ireland. Scotland.
Isn't there another one that's part of Wales?
No. It's Wales, England, Scotland, Northern Ireland. Today's... Yeah.
I always get...
Why just Northern Ireland?
I always get Great Britain.
Because the lower is the Republic of
yes,
Ireland,
she's
I believe.
Right. Northern Ireland is part of the... It's either the UK or Great Britain. I always get those two mixed up.
Northern Ireland is part of...
Well, it'd be part of both, but...
Right.
The Republic
well,
of Ireland...
Well, the way I remember... actually, Andy and I just had this discussion because you showed
so,
me, introduced me
talk.
To a new... Shop, a new TV show, and I said, well, why are they using euro? If they're in Ireland, why are they using euro and not pounds? And he said, well, they're from Lower Ireland, so...
So is this like, the, are they split, like Germany was?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
you
really?
Heard of the IRA?
Yeah. Oh, and they're always at war with each other. Okay.
They,
yeah.
That's
there's
why they hate
Northern
the
Ireland, and then there's the Republic of Ireland. I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. England, Wales... Scotland, Ireland.
And so Great Britain would make up the Republic of Ireland as well. Or is that just not include
possibly.
Northern Ireland?
I don't know. We don't have to know that. It's not what the question is asking.
So there's your answer.
I think that one doesn't include Northern Ireland, the UK.
Northern Ireland, Scotland, England,
okay.
Wales.
So we're going to go with Northern Ireland for the UK, Great
Steph
Britain.
Said.
Oh, okay. What Steph said. Okay,
yeah, there's four. Yeah. Right. Should I state it again just to...
Nope, they heard it.
Okay, good.
Gotcha, sister.
Get
I think
answer.
The... What are they? The IRA would disagree with you guys.
What does the IRA have to do with anything?
They would disagree to disagree.
They're just very disagreeable?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you say one thing, you can stand over there on your soapbox and you can say they're not included and they'll blow you up for telling you they're not.
Yes, Bloody Sunday.
Yeah. You too forever.
Right.
Joshua Tree. Right? You two? Over there? No? Aren't they from over there?
They're from Ireland.
Well,
I don't know where.
So which is over there?
That's over there. I mean,
oh, you're so pretty.
Over there.
Fuck
over
off.
There.
Okay, so fuck the IRA. Yeah. You have your answer.
There you go.
Okay, then. So, little bit of a geography.
Yeah, so ask in the right accent, because this one really needs the accent to make the meaning clear. What countries make up the UK?
You can.
You can.
Okay. Oh, that was a question, wasn't it? Sorry. I thought it was more. I thought it was
to be honest, we could go into detail, but quite frankly, Gigi nailed it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because she's fucking a British guy.
Sorry, it's just the way you said it. I was thinking, you're saying she's a British guy? Because it's just a random swearing.
No,
she's fucking a British bloke, she is.
It's not a hard question, is it?
Mm,
Don't know. I actually, like Kia, struggle remembering which one's Great Britain and which one's the UK. I fucking live here.
You know different, don't you, Ash?
Yeah. Great Britain's the smaller one. It's just...
It hasn't got Northern
England,
Ireland.
England, Wales and Scotland.
Just the Isle.
The Isle. Then you've got the United Kingdom, which is actually... Another name for it is Great Britain and Northern Ireland, because it adds Northern Ireland to the other three to make the four. And then you've got the British Isles, which is all of them, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland.
What about Jersey and Guernsey? They're Channel Islands. They don't count.
They don't come in with the British Isles.
Well, they can fuck off then.
Although the Queen rules them.
She rules everything.
Yeah, she rules Australia, for God's sake.
We're not going to see the Queen anymore. Hear the Queen.
Right, I'm going to miss her.
Hear the antics of Fairy Helmet.
That's got to have its own podcast. AG, there you go. We want
the amazing adventures of Fairy Helmet and the Queen.
Could be like a storybook. How amazing would that be?
I think that could be quite a good children's story. Once upon a time, the Queen and Fairy Helmet went down to the market. The Queen said, "What's up, bitches?"
"What's up, bitches?" "Fairy Helmet, get my catheter." I think you do it. AG, do it. Go with it. Put it on the network. People would listen. Be a bit like that story that Samuel Jackson read out, you know, go the fuck to sleep. It'd be a great audiobook for people.
I've not heard that.
You've not heard of it?
Is it on YouTube? I'll take it.
Yeah,
I've heard it.
I shall look for that.
Samuel Jackson said the kid, go the fuck to sleep.
That'll do.
Motherfuckers. But yeah, so United Kingdom and Great Britain. So I said, I was none the wiser until you told me. Really.
And you've forgotten pretty much by now.
I've actually forgotten now. I was just about to say, can you repeat it? But I don't really want you to repeat it.
To be honest, it doesn't make good audio. If you want to hear it again, just skip back about 60 seconds.
Yeah, there's a beauty of button on Stitcher where you go back 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Go back 30 seconds. Yeah. Now. And probably go back another 30 seconds, because the 30 seconds that...
They've gone back 30 seconds, they're going to have to get back to this point to hear that you're saying go back a further 30 seconds.
Oh, it's mind-bending, isn't it?
Shit.
Yeah, so how about...
If they're not careful, they're going to be stuck in a perpetual loop.
Oh, like a cycle.
Yeah.
Like a love recycle.
Like a menstrual cycle.
Like my movie you can see on YouTube if you go there.
Well done.
You can get down the Pod Gods Network as well. I'm doing a bit of... It's the last ever asking America. How do we know? We might not even get these listeners that are listening right now. Might not listen to the podcast.
Oh, no.
This might be it.
Won't get any more eggy phone calls.
No, eggy phone calls.
Eggy phone calls. It's because I picked up an egg. Angry phone call.
Oh, angry phone
call. We do have to specify that it's Haribo. He didn't just randomly pick up a full-sized egg.
And start chewing it.
We're actually in, like, visual mode today.
Yeah,
we're not explaining things. We're like, yeah, you can see this guy.
I mean, I've not even mentioned the mask Adam's wearing.
This is my face.
Oh, fuck.
But you got a mask, haven't you?
I have a day.
Because we got some special stuff lined up.
Yeah, but I can't talk with the ball gagging.
So BUI and TLPS, they're handling it quite well. That, you know, it's the last ever Ask an American. BUI get a little bit emotional, I think.
It's been fun. It's just we're bored of it now.
it's been fun. Bored.
It was fun, but not anymore.
it was funny. It was getting... I've always said, if I stop enjoying something, I'm going to stop it.
Yeah.
Hang on, that doesn't make sense. If I start...
If you start enjoying it, then you're going to stop it.
Yeah.
What? Adam, no. I'm not enjoying this. Stop it.
Alright, okay.
Oh,
you're holding your fingers out because you're going to fart. hang on, pull my finger.
No, I did say that right. If I stop enjoying something, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
But it just sounds weird.
Hmm.
Your baby's making noises.
That's your missus.
Oh.
That was your wife laughing.
I thought it was your baby going...
No, that's just the noise your wife makes constantly.
You can actually hear her sometimes in the podcast.
Yes.
In the room next door.
Yes. Right, question three.
Any points in that one?
Yes.
Care to share them?
No.
Okay. Question number three, here we go.
Oh. What was the question?
Answer number two, Henry got.
Oh, goddamn, play along.
He yes. got that.
Hey, that's going to play into another question later.
I'm lost.
Oh, really?
Why don't you Yanks understand fucking sarcasm?
Huh? Define sarcasm.
I just use sarcasm. The answer to question number two was supermoon.
I don't have.
And you just proved Adam's fucking point.
Huh?
You're like, oh well, no. Henry answered it, and he got it right.
I did.
And I said it was supermoon sarcastically because we were talking about the supermoon during that question.
I don't get it.
I don't have enough beer for this.
And they don't get it. So
are
clearly,
are you following what he's saying? I'm lost here.
I've got a lot more Scottish in me than any of the rest of these.
You're starting to turn red in the head at me for a little bit for some reason. Help me out here.
No. There is no help for the poles, Henry. What do you want me to help you do? Turn the fucking ladder while you replace the light bulb?
They can get, like, caster wheels and put on the legs of it.
So I guess I don't know why we don't understand sarcasm, Adam.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
He's Polish.
I'm not really sure what the term sarcasm means. I'm going to have to Google that word and get the definition.
Yeah. Get out one of those theosauruses.
No, I ain't bringing dinosaurs.
See if they got the definition in that theosaurus.
Pterodactyls or anything.
You might get the Oxford Dictionary because that comes straight from the United Great Britons.
All right.
That's over there in the United Great Britons.
Yeah.
Oxford.
Yeah.
Where they make.
Unless you get the one from Oxford, Ohio.
Yeah, that's a totally different vernacular screwed. There.
Yeah, that's hill country.
What is it? Kent or.
University of Miami.
U of M.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kent is in Kent, duh.
Dumb
fucker.
Do you work for Girls Gone Wild? Or?
Question number three. You know what? Why don't we let the queen ask this one? We don't talk to the queen too much anymore. She's got to make her last stand. It's the last episode.
We don't talk to her too much anymore. You can see now is how she makes an appearance on every episode.
Every episode.
Even TLPS now.
Two sentences.
She's like a scene stealer. She's got a big head.
And a big furry helmet.
Something's got to hold that crown up.
That's right. She's got a strong neck.
Not from the crown, though.
No. It's from making those porn videos in the back of the bang bus. With the guy in the tripod. So what's the question?
I'm asking the
Oh, you want the queen to ask the question?
Yes.
Yanks understand fucking sarcasm? Please discuss. Furry helmet, get my shoes.
I reject the premise of the question.
I think the question
you're saying we fucking understand sarcasm, they don't.
Yes.
I think they have a different type of sarcasm. Our sarcasm is like
very dry and humorless.
There's this. Where ours is sarcastic, like overly sarcastic to be known to be humorous.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And they're like dry as a. See, to give Grant props, dry as a popcorn fart.
Us Americans we like our things bold and flavorful, whereas the British just boil everything.
Maybe add a little bit of fucking salt water. Yeah, we do. We like a little flavor. Spice. Yeah,
some flavor.
We like strong coffee. Lots of flavor.
Okay.
Everything added to it. They like tea.
Which has its own flavor.
Lemon and sugar. About it.
Green tea. And tea's not even made there, is it?
No.
So they're just
it's made in like India, isn't
right.
it?
Now or we get China or some shit. Taiwan. Some backwards country. Love all you listeners, though.
The ones that aren't plotting to destroy us.
Is there anyone else we need to offend? Make sure we get in here right at the wire?
Well, it depends. If they've listened to all the episodes, I think they've all been offended at one time. There was one episode where we actually offended the whole world.
Is there anyone we're leaving out? We want to make sure we're an equal opportunity.
Martians. We've not hit the Martians yet.
Have we covered American Indians?
I think we did at one point.
I think so. Maybe not on our show.
There.
We're equal opportunity offenders. If you've not felt offended, fuckers. Feel offended now. I sound like Daffy Duck there. Do you
only raise the people that can make money from casinos and still be poor.
That's not funny, Tom.
They can buy their land back now.
You're gonna get like
no, they can't. They're still poor.
You're gonna get killed by a tomahawk.
A tomahawk.
We're gonna know it was an Indian assassin.
So I was vacationing in the Smoky Mount Smokies with my parents when I was younger, and they said we're gonna go to a real Indian reservation. And stupid me, and remember, as a kid, I was like,
you thought 13. You were gonna see teepees and shit, didn't you?
Man, I asked the bus driver. I was like, do they really have teepees? And he's like, well, they do, but they look kind of different now. And we come into the town, big gigantic mansions. I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
You must have seen, like, the 0.5% that are actually successful.
Well, you know what? If you have so much American Indian in your bloodlines, you live tax free.
Oh, you mean like that lady that's running for the Senate in Massachusetts?
Oh, well, the Europeans are going to love this conversation.
She said she was part Cherokee or something like that all her life. Listed herself as a law professor at Harvard as a minority. And they tried to find out if she was actually related. They couldn't find it. And after enough digging, they found so many generations back that she's actually like 1/32nd.
And did they let her continue to claim that?
In her words, I think it was her grandmother or something like that. She used to show a picture of her mom or something like that and say she had high cheekbones like all the Indians.
So she took that to heart.
Yeah.
She kept that lineage going.
Yes, sir.
1/32nd.
Has she been living tax-free? I mean, government couldn't let her get away with that without proving it.
I don't know her tax situation. But
yeah, Uncle Sam can be a dick. Really.
Yeah, he doesn't favor the Indians too much.
Well, anybody. I mean, he's like a loan shark. He'll break your fucking knees if you don't pay him back.
That's very true.
He'll mess with the IRS.
String you up by your toes. All right.
Your question then, Adam, was why the fuck don't Yanks understand fucking sarcasm? Discuss. Now, I straight away have to ask, is there something ironic going on here? Because it's traditional that we British say that the Americans don't understand irony, not sarcasm, but ironically, you've gotten it wrong and put sarcasm.
Well done. You got it.
Was that actually deliberate?
Yeah, of course it was.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah, we believe you, don't we, Ash?
Yeah, of course we do.
You fucked up, didn't you? Yeah. So the question was about irony, but what I like the most is there's a massive irony there. Ironically, you didn't get it.
Completely went over my
head. Oh, you fuckwit. And so all the Americans are going, we do fucking understand sarcasm, just because we like strong coffee. What?
That was funny when he said that we got the ball stuff. I did laugh at that. Because we fucking do.
Christmas pudding. We fucking boil it, then set it on fire. Yeah.
I know. When he said it, it's the first time that Key has said something, and I've just gone, fucking right. We boil everything.
Boiled ham.
Oh, yeah.
I love boiled stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled egg.
Yeah. When my granny died, we boiled her.
Bald granny.
Tenderizes the meat.
But yeah, no, there is a difference in.
So I don't actually know where that came from.
There is a difference in sarcasm from different nations.
Yeah, I know, but Americans famously don't understand irony.
Maybe I'm American.
Yeah, you know the word.
I don't kind of know the word. Oh, yeah, fuck off. When I wrote these questions, I was not in a good mindset.
You were not in a happy place, were you?
I was pissed off. I had a lot going on, and I just fucking sent these out.
You and Kia, you know, you've been to the relationship counsellor.
Nothing to do with him.
Realised that it was just irreconcilable, your love for him. And he spurned you, didn't he? He spurned your advances.
Nothing to do with him.
It's because he's married now. You're just jealous.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Jealous of him. I'm jealous.
Jealous of her. More importantly,
I feel sorry for her. No, I am. I'm jealous. Really jealous.
I'll tell you what I'm going to miss the most.
Me fucking up the question.
No, I'm not actually going to miss that. It is just embarrassing sometimes. But, Steph.
The snorty.
The snorty. Oh, the Miss Piggy to our Kermit.
Yeah. Hey, frog! So sarcasm, then.
Sarcasm. Rubbish question, almost. Americans, so far as I'm concerned, do get sarcasm, and they can do sarcasm quite well. Basically.
I'm sure we said that. It's very...
They may
in
have
your face.
It's the whole it's the whole humour in America is a lot more in your face. We go for slightly more subtle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not always. Look at the in-betweeners. That is not subtle.
It's quite subtle.
It's as subtle as sort of having a shit on someone's car to say you're not impressed.
And write your name in it.
Yeah. We do have some slapstick, but I think you look at American sitcoms, for example, you do see that it's a very much more overt humour. And you look at stuff we've got, in fact, some of the god-awful shite, like The Royal Family and the English version of The Office. Sums up nicely. English version of The Office, the humour is so much more subtle than the American version.
It's as if, like, was that a joke?
Mm.
Was that actually a joke? Is this actually a comedy?
Yeah. I actually found it painful because it was too close to reality, having worked in offices for so many years.
You were a lot of it.
You were David Schwed, didn't you?
Fuck you. Do not ever accuse me of being Ricky Gervais.
Now you say it. We're doing sign language and
words
now.
Ash, fetch me a beer, please.
Yes, sir. Look at his split.
Good boy.
He just slapped himself in the face.
He did, yes.
Right,
but that's nothing. He cut his thumb off the other day.
Yeah, big plaster.
Hitchhiking.
Yep,
hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking with a razor.
Someone went past me with a sword and chopped my thumb off. So they didn't want to pick me up.
You got a bottle open?
Yeah, I've got a bottle. All
right, points.
2, 6, and 7.
Yep. Okay. And 3 for the other one.
Okay, so let's go into question 4.
Question number 4. Who the fuck is Christopher Columbus? And what the bloody hell did he do?
Is that guy that's in movies that he talks?
No, Christopher Columbus.
He talks. Oh.
He founded that Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, in 1492. Yeah.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well...
What? The Vikings actually discovered America.
Christopher Columbus was a drunken imbecile.
He left Spain.
That sailed him and what was there, 4 ships or 7 ships? It was at least 3, I don't know.
4, I think.
4.
More than one.
In search of the West Indies.
The margarita, the pina colada.
Which is why the Native Americans were dubbed Indians, because... The dumb bastards thought they were in the West Indies, and they were not. They were in what became the United States of America.
See, if I had a headset now, you can hear me, Pete.
Turn the light off before you go out. Neighbors won't see you.
So, in short, Christopher Columbus was an explorer.
Yeah.
That got lost.
Yeah.
Ran into, the Florida Keys or some shit?
Ended in the enslavement of the entire Indian population of the United States of America.
Yeah.
He landed in the Florida Keys. The Nina, Santa Maria.
Yeah.
And the Pinta something.
Pinta bean.
Not the pinto bean. They hadn't discovered that yet. That was in South America.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think there were 3, though. I think those are the 3.
There are 3 or 4. I sound like my brother drunk. That was on our first episode.
But he was an explorer, in short, that found our great land of the United States of America. The best country on earth.
Country on earth?
Country on earth.
We have spaceships.
We have spaceships? What?
Where did that come from, and what does that mean?
Best country on earth. I'm just like...
Okay.
It's like the North Korean advertisements you've seen, how they've got people marching, yeah. Big guns, and people...
Marching without using their knees. Yes.
And they live in poverty. But...
All right.
I want the Queen to read this one, too.
Too bad. She read the last one.
Wouldn't you speak for the Queen now?
Why don't you just turn your Queen on and read
it? You shut your mouth, Kia! Shut it! Huh? You piece of shit!
Jeez.
And you snort a lot. I've heard enough out of you. Furry helmet, kick her ass! Kick it! I'll hold your helmet.
Oh my god, that kills me every single time. Read the next question.
Kia, you sarcastic fuck, you read it!
No.
Like the Queen.
That's my sarcasm.
That was really good British sarcasm. The Queen's laughing. She was really good.
All right, since you guys don't want to do it. Who the fuck is Christopher Columbus and what the bloody hell did he do?
1492. Sailed
the ocean blue.
Yeah.
There's more to that.
Found America. How's it go?
Actually, didn't he find Cuba?
Cuba.
Nobody's going to know the reference to that,
Listen back to episode 70 of TLPS, where Grant gives us an educational tour in everything.
Of his imaginary homeland.
When he sailed on Santa Maria?
The Nina, the Pinta, Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Yes.
Found...
Was he on the Mayflower?
No,
Mayflower was the Pilgrims.
Yes.
And, yeah, he came to America.
Or not.
Yeah, depending. I think he was... What the fuck was he looking for? The end of the world?
India?
Oh, he was going to sail around the world. That's what he was going to do.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
That's where the Indians came about.
That's how the damn Indians got here.
Ooh. He brought disease.
Woohoo.
He's damn near like the meteor to the dinosaurs. Came to America, fucked an Indian, slaughtered a whole village.
Took a lot of slaves.
Yep. Fucking
filthy. You know, they actually, Christopher Columbus, whenever he got back to
Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco Americo, I forget, it's a G-O or a C-O. America is actually named after him because he's a map maker, and Christopher Columbus actually never set claim to that, so he just named it after himself. Isn't that cool?
That was nice of him.
And now you know.
That's right. See, I got a little bit of boring knowledge, too.
So he's like the guy, wasn't there two people that invented the, was it Alexander Graham Bell and someone else that invented the phone at the same time? But he got his patent in first?
Was it Thomas Edison?
Was it Edison? So basically he got just trumped by someone else because he, technicality, loophole. Well,
that's what they have patents for.
Yep.
Wasn't it, I thought it was Alexander Graham Bell that came up with the phone.
Well, there were two people that created it, I think. Roughly the same time. I think one was on the other one's ass, but one got the patent first. So there's a little bit of American knowledge for you.
There you go. We're learning, you Brits.
So yeah, Columbus, all around good guy.
Yeah, didn't kill anybody.
Thanks for finding America.
Killer of Indians.
Maybe we should name him.
You know what? He landed in like Jamaica first, didn't he? Caribbean or the Bahamas?
The first time he came here, I think he hit somewhere else.
How many times do I have to say it? Well, that's right. You don't listen to me anymore. I forgot.
You two are cute.
Now you got it. You got it now. See, I like that we're able to have our friendship like that out into the open. We just have the rules there. Good stuff.
Well, now that you're not listening anymore, Steph's easy.
Steph, you ignorant slut.
I am what I am.
Hey, embrace it. Andy does.
I didn't say anything, right?
Right. Question 4. Who the fuck is Christopher Columbus? What the bloody hell did he do?
Bloody hell.
Well, what he did was he found America. I think discovered is the wrong word, but found it from that perspective back in 1492.
Patented.
Well, I mean, I think it's fairly well known that the Native Americans probably got there first.
possibly followed by the Vikings, then the Chinese, and then the Europeans. But yeah, I just find it quite funny. I was reading up on this. So Columbus got there in 1492, but didn't really make a big song and dance of it. And then Amerigo Vespucci found it in 1497, and it was his cartographer that named it after the captain of the ship, bum-licking toady that he was, and called it America after Amerigo. So poor Columbus got stuck with just fucking Columbia.
British Columbia. Yeah, so who raped who?
You raped me earlier.
And I watched.
Wasn't it that rape?
It would have been nice.
Rape and pillaging.
I don't know.
Was he Portuguese, wasn't he? Or Spanish?
Spanish, wasn't he?
Some kind of European.
Greek. I don't know.
If he was Greek, he would have loaned the ship from someone else and, and not bothered to repay the debt.
So who found England then?
I didn't know anyone had lost it.
This was the side of a milk cart.
Have you seen this?
Have you seen this country?
Have you seen this country?
Yeah, it's kind of an odd shaped triangle.
Mm-hmm. I think Britain's been colonised, but it's more that we've just been invaded by every fucking country in the world. There's quite a mixed bloodstock going back an awfully long way, you know, all the Vikings coming in and the Romans and all sorts of bits and pieces.
They've not been invaded for a long time though.
Last successful invasion was in 1066.
Hmm. Now we're being invaded by the Polish.
Very subtle. Very subtle. Very subtle invasion.
That's because we
don't make a song and dance about it.
Policy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what they did, they're treating us like we're in a care home. They're treating England like it's a care home, and what they're doing, and it's getting, they're trying to send us insane and crazy. So, like, you know, if you go and a care home to an old person, and you start moving stuff every now and again.
You're saying that's what the Polish are doing, it's a conspiracy.
They're just slowly appearing here, then here and there.
I was in.
And then one day we're going to turn around and be like, what the fuck? Everything's going to be in Polish. Well, and they're going to go. You're not in England, mate. Go back to Poland. So they're going to ship us off, and then we're going to turn around and go, we've just been done. Where are we going to go now? Let's go and find America.
Yeah, we can go on little canoes. Paddle our way over there. Be like the Cubans. Turn up on banana boats.
Well, that's why the Mexicans don't have an Olympic team.
Because they can't swim.
No, any of them that can run, jump, or swim or pole vault are already in the States.
That's a good point.
Yeah. they're all called Juan and Jesus.
Nigel.
Nigel.
Yeah. Cut your nose.
Very nearly. Well done, Barker. You made a funny. Right.
On the last one.
I'm just going to go and pop that on the calendar.
And in the last one.
Well,
and in the last one. It's taken me 23 episodes to actually be mildly amusing.
And then any American listeners are probably sitting there going, what's funny about that? I know a Nichel.
Don't say Nigel with an accent, because it actually will probably sound like something else.
Oh, is that where they've been?
Nigel.
When you start going Nichel.
Nickel.
And then I was thinking,
is that, only if you're going to pronounce E-L as an E-R, which is
you get halfway through the word,
I'm just trying to make it more clear.
Okay, well, thank you, because it hadn't actually occurred to anyone else.
It occurred to me. I'm being safe. Don't say anything.
I did like the fact that both of them actually came up with different answers of why the American Indians are called Indians.
Why they're called Indians?
One of them said was because Columbus was trying to, I think it was TLPS, that he was trying to find India.
Yes, that was that I heard.
So they called him the Indians. And BUI said that he was trying to find the West Indies. And bumped into America instead.
Bumped into America!
And then called them all Indians because they thought they were actually in the West Indies when they weren't. They were in the Florida Keys.
Oh, fuck knows.
So they're all just Indians anyway. But either way, everyone wants to be Indian for some reason.
Nice way. So, Chris.
Sorry, the big fat pigeon's back.
Oh, yeah.
Big
pigeon,
isn't it?
Huge fella.
Sorry, we've got quiet. We're watching a dove hovering over the bird table.
I mean, I actually thought that Chris Columbus was a director who directed Home Alone. That's what I was asking.
So, question 5.
Was he?
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus. He
What was it?
Directed Home Alone.
Yeah. Who was it?
What?
It wasn't Christopher Columbus. I know this, but I can't remember what his name is.
No, it was. The director of Home Alone is Chris Columbus.
Same guy who discovered America.
Exactly the same guy.
Brilliant.
He was only a couple of hundred years old. So.
Didn't Michael Moore do a film about it? Bowling for Columbus.
Oh, should we just get to the next question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a final question.
Ever.
Blimey.
I'm actually getting a little bit emotional.
Fair enough.
No, that's fart.
I should turn it to track wind.
Question number 5. He said he's right out of questions, so just chat on about how fucking great England is.
England.
And this has been Ask an American.
Hey, man, you're give it a try.
I like English beer.
English beer is good. What's weird is we bring up the English beers, and they haven't heard of them. Like the Newcastle Brown Ale, they're like, oh, Will's, oh, I called it Newcastle, just Newcastle once, and Will's like, Will.
Yeah, he gave you a hard time about that.
Actually, it's not fucking Newcastle. It's fucking Newcastle Brown Ale. Fuck is the matter with these goddamn Yanks? I don't know the name of the fucking beers. Read the goddamn labels. That's what Will said. Yeah. Verbatim, I think.
We're in a hurry here. It's America. We're busy. We got to just shorten things.
Yeah. We have a town near here called Newcastle, so we just assumed it came from there until we actually read the bottom of the label that said imported from the toilet bowl of the universe.
You serious?
Great Britain.
they've got some hot British actors. That one he just done an interview with.
Hot British actors.
Yeah, he.
Who are you going to talk?
What are you talking about there, Jason Statham? There, homo. No. What's that?
Adam. Adam's interviewed
Rebecca Ferdinando.
Yeah, she. I would lick her ass like a baby monkey.
Kylie Minogue, Danny Minogue.
They're from
both hot.
No, they're both. From. Fucking
I don't care.
They're Australia.
On page.
They're from Australia. They don't count.
Yeah,
honorary Britons.
So how is England great? Okay.
I own a British car.
And something like
this, Jason has a Triumph.
Something
it's
like...
fun. I love it until I got rear-ended and almost broke my fucking neck.
Right.
Something I noticed about, I'll put it about British people as... fuck, I'm drunk. Have in common with like people from the deep south. I know we're not really all that southern. There's people that talk way more hillbilly than I.
Thanks for clarifying that, Henry.
But when, like when I'm working
I'm
in
glad
West
you said I.
Me.
We.
When I work in, like, West Virginia in the Appalachian Mountains, or as they call them, the Appalachian Mountains.
Straight cousin fucking going on there.
Well, the hillbilly accent on a guy makes him sound dumber than fuck. But on a girl, it's sexy as hell.
Oh, okay.
And the same thing with British. It makes them kind of sound snotty, smug assholes, the men. Not Adam and Will. I'm just saying in general.
Well, kind of Will.
Maybe.
Not so much Adam.
But
maybe Will.
Makes them kind of snotty and smug sounding. But the British accent on a woman is, again, sexy as hell.
Right. Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Shauna, you want to chime in here?
No, I'm good.
She wants the British man with fire hoses.
Oh, yeah.
No, just dressed in a fireman outfit on my
with pillow. One missing tooth on the right side and a snaggle one on the left.
No.
Oh, you've put her back to sleep.
Anything else great from England?
English muffins.
Yeah,
Eric Clapton.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Yeah, definitely.
England. We're thinking music.
I think James Bond, but I don't fucking care.
I was
going to
say Austin
movies.
Powers.
Jesse J is pretty hot.
He's Canadian.
And
who?
Jesse J. And Adam told me to go check her out. She's hot.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
It's a pop star type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the whole punk rock thing, they kind of done that.
Amy Winehouse came from there.
She did. That is one lady that I would not eat her ass like a baby monkey.
Because she's dead.
Well, regardless.
That would be rather disgusting.
If she was still... I think if you'd done it now or 2 years ago, would be about the same, probably.
Well, you at least may have been able to get drunk doing that 2 years ago.
They have a bunch of soccer teams there.
Football.
RAF. Oh, yeah.
Football
teams.
The RAF. That's something they were badass in World War II.
And the RAF, is that what you're saying?
Yep, Royal Air Force. They were badass.
Oh, yeah.
World War II, they were badass.
Right.
I read a book about that. So.
Yeah, they had Margaret Thatcher and Judi Dench.
Winston Churchill,
yeah.
Tony Blair. Awesome.
The Princess Di that died.
Who cares?
Kate Middleton.
You say Tony fucking Blair. What's that? He's like the Dan Quayle of Britain. Who cares?
I was kidding about the other there.
Sure.
What else?
Bush had his fucking fist firmly up that dude's butthole.
He was fisting him.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that was implied. God damn it.
The Marquis de Sade wrote many fine books there.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
A lot of people like Shakespeare.
I'm just kidding. Shakespeare.
I didn't like a lot of his stuff.
All right. Well, we've done enough ass kissing. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the last Ask an American podcast.
We should have Skyped him in or something. Where the fuck's he at?
He's
what time's
asleep.
It there?
In the middle of the night.
Wake him up. It's Friday. It's still Friday.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, it's Saturday in England. So what? Wake his ass up. England. Call him. We got his phone number? I'll call him.
He is asleep.
I'll call him.
No.
Give me his phone number.
No.
Seriously.
I don't have his phone number. I have his Skype thing, not his phone number.
Who's on?
But, this is the last show, guys. It's been a fun ride. It's been a pleasure doing a show with two podcasts that I do indeed respect. The Last Podcaster Standing, the Oddcast Podcast. It's been fun. So signing off forever for Ask an American, my name is Mick.
Jay Dumb.
And Henry. Higgins.
And Scott sends his condolences since he's at home.
Masturbating
to gay porn and shooting insulin, I guess.
I love you.
And Tyson says, fuck all of you. So, Ask an American 23. Thanks for listening, guys. We're out.
Question number 5. Right out of questions, nah. Okay. So just chat about how fucking great England is. Go on.
Tom, take this one.
I think he says right at the end. Done.
How
and
great
that's
is
the
England?
Show.
Well, we've covered that they boil everything.
Yep.
They don't like flavor.
Yep.
Big fan of red.
Not
on
freedom.
Nope. No freedom. Not a fan of guns.
Nope, not at all.
Ownership. What else have we learned?
We're kind of going the opposite direction Adam wanted us to go here.
It's called sarcasm,
it's
right?
It's called the end of the show. We'll do what the fuck we want. The Queen has given us liberty.
Oh, I didn't hear her say anything like that.
You think you could put a leash on us? Hmm? Is that what you think?
Yeah, Adam. Well, you kind of let us go here at the end. Thanks. We're done for.
You have nothing to hold over us anymore.
This was something to live for. You piece of... Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I won't be mean anymore. Mean gets me in trouble.
Notice how I stayed out of all of that?
Sometimes the rednecks get a little offended. I think that sarcasm question was more
rednecks
directed at
them. Rednecks don't like it when you call them rednecks.
It's all in good fun.
Beatniks and hillbillies.
So, England, to you it's great. To us, it's not home.
Oh, see, I'm going to get all sweet and mushy here and say... England brought me Andy, so there's that.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
And pretty soon you're going to live over there. And, you know, time is just going to just
Yeah, you know, what are you guys
going to
do when I live
you
over
what?
There?
We still haven't received our finder's fee. Because, you know, if it weren't for this podcast and you being involved in this podcast, you never would have met him.
That's true.
So
That's
I want fair. Our finder's fee.
You're welcome.
I Jason
In fact, the next time you reach climax,
it.
You yell our names.
So, I mean, do what?
Nothing.
You were just rambling on there. We didn't get any of that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
And then Steve Miller Band at the end.
Oh, man. Had you got... Had we talked about that, I would have probably done something that stupid.
That'd have been awesome.
That's not stupid.
just scream like, make me some tea.
This doesn't make sense to anybody.
maybe they should listen to our show and every other show on the Pod Gods Network.
I agree. They should listen to everything on the Pod Gods Network.
At least
for the
ones with good audio.
Pod Gods.
A couple episodes ago, we had talked about on our own show about me hollering out to my wife, what's it like to have two penises in you? Because she's pregnant now with a boy.
Right.
I ran that by her.
Wait a minute. Did you run it by her during the moment? Or did you
no, I
just
kinda
say,
was
hey,
telling
would you
her,
mind if I did this?
So we were talking about something, and I happened to mention
wouldn't
her. I was
it
like,
be
yeah,
funny?
The guys want me to say this. And she's like, motherfucker, if you would have said that, you never would have gotten it again.
Oh, my ass.
Probably true. I wouldn't.
Not till the next day.
True.
Freak. I wonder. Never mind. I don't want to know that.
I'll tell you.
Moving on. No, I wonder what it counts like. Is it still masturbation if she's by herself? Does it still count as that? Since there's a penis inside
her. What the definition
she's saying
is.
Because there's still a penis there, so is it masturbation?
Yeah.
So now you're going incestual.
Hey.
You've got issues and you belong in England.
Well, it depends what she uses.
What would you say, Tom?
I said that depends what she uses. If she's, you know, all incestual, well, that's why she's, you know, got the hots for an England, or Englander.
No, I was saying she's saying my wife is incestual, or she was going incestual.
No, it's incestuous.
Yeah,
incestuous.
Did I make up a word?
Incestuous.
English people do it all the time, so it's fine.
No, that's an actual word that you should be saying. It's incestuous.
It's hot.
Incestuous.
Like I said, it's the game the whole family can play.
That's right.
And with that, we are the last podcaster standing.
Shut up.
You can find us down the apples and pears having a Scooby at www.thelastpodcasterstanding.com
and Twitter.
Find us on Twitter at lastpodstanding. We rule the roost.
Pod Gods.
Pod Gods. We are a part of the Pod Gods Network. Soon to be part of the Pod Damn It podcast. Which is a podcast with all of us podcasts going to war.
Saying it wrong. It's
there can
podcast,
be only
damn it.
One podcast, damn it.
Fucking up.
Yeah, it's not pod, damn it. It's podcast, damn it.
It's podcast, damn it.
Podcast, damn it.
Silly ginger. Fucking shit up.
Dicks are for chicks.
I know.
Now put one in your mouth. Let daddy run the show.
I can't. It's back in England.
Anything else you want to add, Tom?
I already did.
23 episodes of Tom's at it all. So we'll see you later. Follow us. Chat with us.
Stalk us.
Say goodbye to the queen.
Goodbye, queen.
Goodbye, motherfuckers! I told you about that snorting. You're done. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to BUI as well. Bye, BUI.
Bye, BUI.
Bye, BUI!
Good thing you got that equipment in right at the end.
Oh, Tom.
Great timing, by the way.
Yeah, well, let it die, will ya? And with that, we're out.
'm going to read out your email down to the end now because it was such a thing of beauty.
Thought provoking.
Indeed. Mm. It was a wonderful, wonderful touching email that
Oscar
really
Wildish.
It kind of gave the emotion and the thanks that are deserved to these guys for working with us for so long and you know, so hard and going to all the effort.
What do you mean it? What do you mean this one?
So, question 5. Right out of questions now. So just chat on about how fucking great England is. Go on, done. Right, I'm done for this week. Enjoy the fucking questions and try to be funny. I know it's harder for some of you not naming any names because he knows who he is because he knows everything.
I remember writing that.
You're a cunt.
You were drunk, weren't you? I might have been.
You're an horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, you keep prodding the bear's going to fucking bite back.
Right at the end when there's no comeback ever.
Damn it.
Sound like a euphemism. Yeah, I walked in on the missus and found she was prodding the bear.
So I do love this question because I literally just said, talk amongst yourself. Just have a chat about England.
Yeah.
And how much we like to boil stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did say how great England was.
Well, they started off, both of them, in exactly the same way.
Done.
TLBS done.
Yeah.
And BUI signing off.
Good. Cheers. They've all got a little thing for England, though, for Britain. Especially Gigi.
Yes.
Because she found her boyfriend here.
Yeah.
Like Columbus.
What? Nothing like Columbus. So.
BUI called him a drunken imbecile. So you
nerve sperm.
Sperm.
Drunken imbecile.
That's what that was one of their takes on Chris Columbus.
Oh, well, oh, right. We thought you were talking about
I was
going to say, it's getting a bit personal. You know.
So, jolly nice chat. Even though he's the most un-British person I've ever heard of. I was going to say ever seen, but I've never seen him. So, only in pictures.
The most un-British person, even more so than like Nelson Mandela and Watunga of the Natal tribe on that documentary the other day.
The most un-British person.
Right,
okay. Sorry, Will, you know I had to start writing it and explaining everything to you as well.
It would just help if it made some form of sense.
Some form of sense?
Yes.
That didn't make any sense.
Yes, it did.
In some form of sense?
Yeah, some form, some time. It made some sense in some way.
Just say some sense then. Don't be so fucking dicky.
I like putting unnecessary words in.
You do, didn't you? Confuse me.
Not difficult.
I was thinking that, but didn't actually say.
Oh, dear. Right, how awesome do you reckon Britain is then, Adam?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it does the job. Weather's been shit recently.
It's all right at the moment, though.
I know, we might have some sun this weekend for the first time in a month.
Yeah,
my ceiling might stop
leaking. No, I mean, I do find that British people don't get as patriotic as they should do compared to, say, Americans, who are the most patriotic people I've ever fucking known.
Yes, they love it.
And that does disappoint me a little bit, that we can't be so proud of our country.
To be honest, it's the whole British stiff upper lip thing. I like to think we're quietly proud of it. Well, we just try and close our eyes to all the chavs and the twats. But I'm not that proud of it.
It's even things with the...
Yeah, the more I think about it, okay, yeah.
That's the bad things that you focus on. You go to America, they got shit in America.
Yeah, to be honest, but we don't make people swear allegiance to the flag, and maybe we should, and maybe people should know the words to the national anthem, but quite frankly, our national anthem's a dirge, and I want Land of Hope and Glory every time.
Yes.
God Save the Queen's crap. It's not rousing.
Got to change the king, haven't they, soon?
Well, we're the only one of the...
it's going to probably become God Save Kate, isn't it?
I would.
Would you?
I would.
Well, England's the only country in the United Kingdom that doesn't have its own national anthem.
Yeah, we've got the British one.
We just use.
So let's have Land of Hope and Glory for the English one. That'd be fucking great.
We're not even allowed to use St George's flag because they say we're racist.
The Union Jack's more the one that we're not allowed to use.
The Union flag because we're not on a boat.
Yeah. Oh, starting you now. Lucky we're ending it now.
Yeah.
we're just going to sign out with a big fucking fight.
Yeah. A joust.
Yes.
Fancy I ride the biggest pigeon.
Okay, I'm getting the biggest stick.
I'm not playing.
It's all right.
You're boring.
You can have a skewer out the kitchen.
I'll use Adam as my stick. He can be my pupil.
Me a stick?
Yeah.
More a space hopper.
Be the hammer thrower. I'll you by your ankles.
All right, then, shall we? That's it.
Well, that's not quite it, because whilst these, you know, this is a sad, sad time, I would like to say to the BUI guys and the TLPS guys, while we've been doing this, I've had a lovely time doing it.
But we are on to bigger and better things. Oh,
yes, we are.
So, Adam, tell us what's in the pipeline.
Okay, so, like, this is the last ever Ask an American, and it has been fun working with BUI and TLPS. All the banter back and forth, it's all been funny. We joke about getting pissed off of each other and...
And it has happened.
Angry. I mean, you know, some things have been, but some things are better, best left behind closed doors, and they've sorted it. It's fine, it's not a big deal. But, you know, it's all been fun and games.
I think you're actually making it sound even worse than it is.
I did. I realised what I was saying. I made it sound, like, really bad.
And I'm really sorry about the severed goat's head I posted you. But, you know, it was a joke.
Exactly, yeah.
Your wife wasn't meant to find it, and she wasn't meant to have that heart attack. And I'm so glad you've got private health care.
Yeah, it's been fun, but... We are going to release a new show very, very soon.
Well, you know, it's the whole Pod Gods network. Before we started this, the Pod Gods didn't exist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now they do exist. We want to get everyone involved.
We want to play with our new friends.
Yeah, we want everyone to be playing.
Yeah.
And it also gives me less work to do.
Yes. And us as well.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of work for me to do, but to be fair, no, not really. Not
got
much
stick
work.
Stick your load together, yeah.
So Pod God damn it. Will be coming very, very soon to the Pod Gods network. Every Pod God on the network is involved.
Most of the time,
depending on their availability during each episode.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, if you've got stuff from all but one and one's asking about, sorry, they're not involved this time.
Yeah, you could get obviously a couple of episodes with just three or four. You can get a couple of episodes with all of them. You get one episode with just us.
Yeah.
But that should be an podcast. What's the point?
Oh, yeah.
But no, that'd be fun. That's coming very soon. So we're not going anywhere.
No.
Just jumping ship. We're flogging this dead horse. This one's gone.
We are flogging. We're continuing to flog this dead horse, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's a sado necro bestiality, isn't it? Flogging a dead horse.
What's that? Is that a new Nintendo game?
No, that's fucking a dead horse.
Well, just fucking it while you're flogging it.
Like in case you get it to hit the nerve ending.
So along those lines.
Yeah.
What?
No, just great.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Will, have you had fun then with Ask an American?
I have indeed.
Have you learned anything?
No.
No, me neither. About you, Ash. I know you've only been in a couple of
I've only been in
you
a few of
them.
Yeah, it was fine before you came along.
And it dies. Rest in peace.
Now, if I'm Billy's on the It's Not Soccer podcast episode 2, he said how much fun he had on it, so how much he missed the BUI boys. He's got a thing for Henry, Billy has.
Henry! Yeah,
he likes Henry a bit.
Aww.
But yeah.
He's a bit of man love.
Yeah, so that's it.
That's not quite it.
Oh, right, yeah.
You haven't done the spamming?
Oh, yeah. Go and listen to our podcast.
Right. That's it.
Spam done.
Alright, go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com to follow me, Barker Podcast, and Oddcast Podcast on Twitter. Follow the Pod Gods and go to podgodsnetwork.com. Done. So, Ask an American.
Bitch bash wallet. Done.
Over and out. Sogno l'orizzonte e mancano le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, con me, sì. Le finestre mostrano tutto il mio cuore che è acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che ha incontrato per strada. Adesso si vivrò con te.
for listening to the Ask an American podcast. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.